There's been like a series of three episodes where I've started with something stupid you said, and it just makes me laugh so hard. Like, yeah, I'd bomb that ass. Like, welcome back to another episode of Comic Book Plays. I'm Josh, and I'm playing the character Bodhisattva, the Wood Elf Monk.
I'm Garrett. I'm playing Vic Tarsus, the Human Occultist.
I'm Adam, and I'm playing the Good Idea Machine.
Fuck you.
And I'm Tyler. I'm playing Morgo, the
not to be dead,
irascibly charming little gnome necromancer.
I'm Morgo, and I'm probably gonna die.
Was that like a ploy to try to get me not to kill you?
Yes, maybe.
Okay. Tyler, play Morgo, the crowd favorite. I'm Chris. I am the GM DM who's about to probably kill some folks. So. Last we left, Tyler and I are
Morgo and Bodhi are facing two magma monsters.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
I let them design their fight area.
Yeah.
Then the hard and route was I got to describe it.
Yeah.
I was going to let them pick the monsters they fought, but then I figured they'd just like make marshmallow people.
Yeah. Beer monsters.
Fluffy marshmallow people.
Kids that can't fight back. Baby Jedis. Just a bunch of baby Jedis.
Master Skywalker. What's we going to do?
Fuck. God damn that movie. God damn that trilogy. Fuck, man.
Pod racing is still cool, though.
You said a lot of dumb things in my presence, but that's up there.
Like, that's pod racing was cool.
That's
too,
not
man.
The dumbest thing you said, but
pod racing is cool. The rest of the movie is ass.
Yeah, I don't want to get into Chris's bad grades. Yeah. Pod racing is ass.
Yeah. It's actually kind of right.
I'm just trying to stand in my truth here.
Someone's going to. That's 420s to go around.
Oh.
So.
Fun.
So you're going to blaze it.
You might want to.
I might. Yeah, we'll see. All right. So last session ended, like we said, with Vic and Argon meeting with. Well, I'm going to burp.
Nice.
Meeting with the yellow stone orc. They chose the easy route, and they appeared in a room, a cobblestone room with kind of like a coliseum with 20-foot ceilings. There was a pillar every 20 feet, and there were some like spiky logs throughout the room.
Yeah.
And they were flooded with goblins.
So this is a trick, right? Like, they picked easy so they really get hard?
No.
You'll find out.
Oh, dang.
Which left, there was two options. There was the easy route or the hard route, which left the hard route for Bodhisattva and Morgo and Bonesy Jonesy.
You see, like, Bonesy Jonesy doing, like, guns in the air, like, he's dancing, like, fuck yeah.
They appeared in, like, basically the basin of the volcano on these three shifting, cracked pieces of, like,
rock.
And there is some
high ground.
There is a chasm of 10 feet with magma at the bottom of it, and two magma monsters... climb their way out. Now, full disclosure, had this been reversed, I would have let Morgo and Bodhi pick what their room looked like, and I would have made one. This would have been a completely different scenario.
Oh, boy.
So this is all off the top of the head, on the spot, we did this, so. All
right.
That's how we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, everyone rolled initiative. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start, I guess which pair, I don't care which pair goes first, but we're going to do pairs. So
easy goes
first. Vic and Argon.
We'll take easy first.
Okay. Easy goes first.
So you guys see about 10 goblins start flooding the room and chasing you guys, running at you guys. What are you going to do?
I am going to get behind Vic, Argon.
Okay.
I am Vic.
And you're going to focus.
I'm going to see what he's going to do first. What do you?
My plan was to raise the escalation dice by one as a quick action, and then cast Hammer of Faith.
Okay.
That doesn't work for us, Tyler.
Then I will move behind Argon.
Because we're not in the same area as them. We're not in the same battle.
That's a GM decision. Is escalation dice the same for both?
Fuck
points?
No.
Fuck. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Cool. All right, so Argon, you increased your... escalation dice by one.
Yep, with Invocation of War as a quick action, and then as my standard action, I will cast Hammer of Faith.
Okay.
Which increases my melee attack to D12.
Ooh, okay. Well, they're going to come rushing at you.
Hell yeah.
I am focused.
I start laughing manically.
So, five are going to attack you.
Oh.
The high... Ooh, I got a 24 is my highest. What's your AC?
21.
Okay, so only one's going to hit you.
Okay.
For it is going to be 7 points of damage.
7, all right.
Oh, sorry, 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. Hell yeah, even better.
So
keep track of
is it an odd attack roll? The natural was
he
said
20. Yeah, it was a 17.
Okay, then I'm going to roll a timely mistake.
Okay, what's that do?
It's an attack against when a nearby enemy hits you or an ally with a odd attack roll, I interrupt and deal damage to them.
Okay, how much damage?
You got to do the attack,
right? I'm assuming I'm going to find out.
Or is it just automatic? 3d6. I'm going to roll the attack.
Oh, that got stuck.
That's a good roll.
It's going to be a 27 versus MD.
Oh, yeah. God, fuck yeah.
Okay.
And holy shit.
3d6?
Yeah. There's 10 plus... So 14 psychic damage, and the target rerolls the attack and must use the lower result.
Alrighty.
Oh, shit. I might not be taking damage.
That's what you think.
Oh.
Easy way or hard way? Easy way or hard way?
Okay. Yep, I rolled an 8 on the second one, so.
Cool. Hell
there you
yeah.
go. So you don't take any damage. And your ability there, you kill 3 of them. Sweet. Sorry, you kill 2 of them. So.
He misses the attack, falls, and Adam changes places with one of his buddies.
I like it. And then he falls on his own sword. Four of them are going to attack you, Vic.
Okay.
I rolled a 15 is my highest. What's your AC?
15.
Okay, well then two of them are going to... three of them are going to hit. I rolled a 9 plus 7, so that would be a... 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 15 outright, and then... Yep, so only two are going to hit. So it's going to be 10 damage.
Okay, 10 damage.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to go over to Morgo and Bodhi.
All right.
And what are y'all going to do?
First, I'm going to roll my Elven Grace. All right. And I automatically fail because the escalation die is 0.
There you go.
I look over at Morgo, and I say, so I'm just going to punch one of them. Is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah, and I'll kinda I'll hop off Bonesy real quick, and I'm gonna try something.
Punch one of them.
I'm gonna. Which one are you attacking?
The one on the right.
Let me. Hey, quick question. What does dazed do?
I believe they
-4 to attack.
Yeah.
Because if I can roll an actual just regular attack and get a 16 plus on it, actually, I assume it's just. Standard melee or ranged. I don't think spells count. If they did, I've been really fucking missing this the whole time.
What is it?
It's a gnome racial ability. If I roll a 16 plus naturally on the dice on an attack, targets dazed for a round.
Well, that
should count. Everything.
It's an attack roll.
Well, I've been missing that.
Yeah, you have.
Is it like a once a day thing?
It's once per battle.
Gotcha.
It's a racial.
Yeah, you done fucked up there, kid.
Yeah, I did.
I want you to know.
Well,
that.
In that case, what's I want a death's gauntlet. One of them.
Okay, what's that do?
Let me as roll and we'll
give me that. Give me that sexy flavor.
Oh shit! So did
oh,
I.
Oh boy. 14.
14
versus their physical defense.
14 matches their physical defense.
So hell yeah, they're gonna get 1d4 plus my intelligence ongoing negative energy damage. Do I roll that now?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the same every round.
Yes, until they save from it.
Right the fuck on. All right, rolled a 2, so
like a six.
Yeah.
6 ongoing?
6 ongoing negative energy damage. Okay.
Any other?
That's what they get every round unless they spend a standard action to stop it.
To save against it?
Yeah.
Or do they get a... Is this the one where they get a save, but they can spend their standard to not save?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it that one again?
Yeah. Okay. It's like my one of my 2. I can use them whenever. Yeah.
And do you have to be within melee range for that?
No, it's a ranged spell.
Okay.
And then, how far away are they? Could Bonesy try to attack one?
Yeah, let's say Bonesy can. They're pretty big targets.
Let's see here. How does an 11 sound versus AC?
That ain't gonna do shit.
Okay, well, he doesn't do shit then.
Alright. That brings us to Mr. Bodhisattva.
So, I'm gonna hopefully cunningly be able to make it up to one of them. Like, walk up to him.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
Footies.
I'm going to activate my weapon rune that I have as a quick action, meaning that I'll get a +1 to all attacks of this battle, and the first round of combat I take a +4. All
right.
Ooh, That is a good roll. So, 25 versus AC.
That hits.
With my Fox Senses Weakness jab attack.
Fox Senses Weakness?
Yeah, it's probably some host that they got over there. 15 damage, and because it's the first time I've attacked him, I get to add 2d6. That's a 5, so did I say 16 damage?
15.
Mm-hmm. 15. 15, so it's 20 overall damage.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Is that it?
I've already used my move action, so yeah, that's it. And my quick action, that's it.
Alright, so the one in front of you is going to try to hit you with both its fists. I rolled 2 18s.
Okay.
Cool. So that's going to be, both are going to be 20...
Jesus Christ!
28s to hit.
He really is going to kill one of
us. Okay, so yeah, you hit me.
Okay. So both of them are going to do 14 damage.
Okay, I'm going to roll my spinning willow style to see if I pass. So that's a 14, or it's a 7. Nope. I take full damage, so how much each?
Each hit is 14, so that's going to be what?
28.
Yeah, 28 damage.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm not Goblins. Staggered.
Yep.
The other one is going to try to save against your thing, Morgo. I rolled an 11 outright, so that means he does not take any more ongoing, but he will take the 6.
Yeah, all he's right. Taking it.
And also, that means I can't use Death Gauntlets till the end of my next turn.
There we go. That sucks butts for you.
Well, I have another at-will spell.
And then he's going to punch Bonesy Jonesy with his two fists.
All right.
I rolled a 17.
What's that against?
AC.
Nope.
Oh, no.
He needs to add stuff.
He rolled a 17. That's
26.
You got a plus one, right?
26 versus AC.
That's going to hit.
And then what about a 16 versus AC?
16 doesn't hit.
Okay. So he's going to take 14 damage
from
one of the hits.
What?
And that brings us back to Vic and Argon. You guys are at escalation level 2.
Hell yeah.
You guys have killed 2 goblins. What are you guys going to do?
Is there any goblins left that took damage from you last turn?
Yes.
They cannot attack me.
Okay.
Till the end of their turn.
Next turn. My plan is to swing away.
I'm going
to
focus.
Word.
Sorry.
Making a basic melee attack at the one that looks hurt.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Ooh. That's not good.
They're goblins. Easy route.
14?
Miss.
Dang.
Would you add the plus 2?
No, 16.
Still misses.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Inevitable Fall because Adam missed an attack. When one of my allies nearby attacks a nearby enemy and misses. So.
Okay.
16, 17, 18, 27 versus MD.
That will hit.
Okay. And it's a third level spell, so 8d6.
Woo-wee.
Can I steal...
Do you need a d6?
Here.
A couple?
Here.
Three.
Need 3?
You got them?
Mm-hmm. Here. Oh, mine are all green.
They're slightly different, though.
Okay.
Can you tell?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's mine.
Because
there's my other one.
20, 28, plus 4, 32 damage, and 10 ongoing damage.
That's not going to matter.
Okay. So yeah, 32 damage.
All right, you guys kill
and
6 of them.
10
ongoing. 7.
You guys, Chris, you're so nice.
Just making sure.
Is this going to be like one of those things?
No, I think mine are flat green.
Or when they finish, we finish too. Yours. That'd be awesome. Cool.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get to come help.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or hopefully. We get mimosas.
So there's one goblin left.
One goblin left.
He's going to attack. Because he's not the one that was damaged before.
And he didn't get damaged this time?
He got damaged this time.
Then he cannot attack me.
Oh, that's fine. He's going to attack Argon.
I've warped his brain.
You've whooped my fragile little
critical!
Man.
Oh, shit.
It's only going to be 10 damage.
Hell yeah, easy route.
I can't believe you wanted to take the fucking hard route, dude.
And that brings
I
us to
you had.
Morgo and Bodhi. You guys have
do you
escalation
know how,
dice
do you
one.
Know how badly I could have fucked up these goblins? I have a spell that will attack moves like mobs.
You
everyone that dies
that
I get
missed.
Is a skeleton.
Yeah.
It would be fucking awesome against a horde
of
goblins.
Rolling my Elven Grace.
All right.
I did not get it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my Boots of Void Stepping.
Okay.
Let's see. Once per day, as a move action, when I'm engaged, I teleport and engage another enemy that I can see.
Did you did that against the?
Yeah, I have a I had a recharge on it.
Okay.
You made we remember we rolled recharge.
That's fine. As long as you recharge it, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna disengage from him and engage the other guy.
Okay.
With let's see, what was my? Oh, Windhorse shakes mane punch. Ooh. Let's see. It's 25 versus AC.
That will hit.
Right on. So, my first attack against him, plus my jab damage. Woo. 19 plus 7 is 26. 26. I'm going to spend a key point to double my Greeting Fist damage. Ooh. To, instead of 7, it'll be 14. So then 19 plus 14 is 33.
All right.
33 damage. And that will do it.
All right, cool.
I don't really have much to do besides we'll have Bonesy swing the same one.
Okay.
And, oh, that's a lot better. 19 versus AC?
Miss.
That, well, fuck. Okay, then I'm going to
Bro, I had to hit 25.
Was that including escalation?
Oh, 20.
That hits.
All right, sweet.
Oh!
Thank you. Good looking out.
I mean, did make you go the hard way.
So, yeah, yeah, thanks. It's the least you can do. Escalation die, does that get added to damage?
No.
Then just 10 damage.
Never has.
20 episodes. You. We play this game has. So infrequently. And I'm playing another
we
game
never
around
use the escalation
it, you know.
Die. Ever. Ever.
Ever. Just, you know, every other recording.
Well, I'm going to also Chant of Endings. I assume the same guy. It always hits the lowest health enemy.
Yep, that's fine.
Oh, so I'm attacking the same guy as Bonesy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, how's 14 sound versus mental defense?
Miss.
Okay. Then
they're
I just
smart lava monsters.
Wave my hands and make lights and nothing happens. All right.
Well, the one that Josh attacked is going to move up to attack you.
No, it doesn't do any miss.
Me?
No, he's going to attack Morgo.
Morgo.
Miss. Left yourself open.
He's engaged with me. Is he taking a move action?
You moved away to go attack the other one.
You said the one that I attacked. Oh, initially.
You
yeah. gotcha.
Moved. All right, so that's going to be an outright 26 versus your AC.
Wow, strangely, that hits me.
All right, that's going to be 14 damage.
That sucks.
Are you half?
I'm 1 point above half.
Excellent. How does a 20 sound also?
That doesn't sound like anything I like.
All right, 14 more damage.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now you're staggered.
Oh, now I'm like
we're gonna come
on
out of this pyramid
door.
Without friends.
Okay. Yeah. The other one's gonna two fist into Bodhi.
Right on.
Where do buddies go?
I got a 24.
Yes.
And a 22.
No. Yes.
Okay, so that's gonna be another 28 damage.
Let me roll my spinning wheel of style. It's a no. And I'm gonna use spend my last key point to make a miss a success. So I take half on one of them.
Okay.
So what is that total?
So be
21.
Yeah.
21? Cool. I am staggered.
Alrighty.
And I have no more key points.
Okay. So that bitch. One also, he's going to try to disengage. I got a 12. So
yeah,
that
you
would,
disengage.
That would correct.
Yeah.
So he disengages and falls back into the lava.
He's oh, heal fuck. Himself. He's probably healing. Yeah.
And we're back at Devik and Argon.
I'm going to focus on that last goblin.
Okay, you
I'm
guys.
I'm going to attack that last goblin.
All right. Can you beat an AC 18?
Yes, 22. Right.
You kill it.
I'm going to give him better yet here and add 14,
you
know, 16.
Go for it. Go for it. Roll all them
damage.
Dice. All
right. Roll the fucking damage.
I need D12s. Do-do-do.
Imagine you're going to turn this goblin into just a pex goblin. Just it used to be a form
There's
of a goblin,
12.
Now it's just a mist. 18.
3 and 3.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It's 12.
And then plus.
What the fuck are my d12s?
I don't know.
Can
don't
I get
you...
two d12 from you?
I have 18? One d12 out here.
Can I get a d12?
I, just thought my, I thought my wisdom
There's
was
your
higher.
Right there.
Oh, thank you.
Arrange them like a regular person. 11.
Yeah.
22. 16.
21, 29. 36.
He's still dead.
Plus 16.
He's still thanks.
36 plus 16.
Like, oh, you did so much damage. He went through death and back to life.
You reincarnated him, so you.
He's a hobgoblin.
That's what my spell did, and then he killed him again.
Yeah.
He evolved because of it. All right.
Yeah.
So you guys finish off this last goblin, And you guys see kind of darkness go around you guys. And then it's almost like you guys are looking over a battlefield, like through a window.
Can I reroll my recharges?
Not yet.
Okay.
You see Morgo and Bodhi fighting against one lava monster right now in this kind of basin of a volcano.
And that's the one engaged with me.
Yes, okay. And that's where we're at the start here. Morgo and Bodhi, what are y'all going to do?
Oh, we, God. Like, fight in spirit?
I wouldn't say in this one.
No. I am going to do Temple Lion Stands True and kick this motherfucker in the face.
You're
going to
go towards the one that's fighting?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I can make
it there? That's
fine. Okay. So, let's see what my roll is. Hot damn. So that's 12 with the escalation die plus 10, so 22
that
AC.
Hits.
Cool. Do-do-do-do-do.
It'd be really sweet if you had a way to make him disengage from me.
I don't think. So that's a 9 plus a 6 is 15 plus my strength, 19 damage. And I get a rally as a free action.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to roll my heal. Well, Tyler does whatever he's going to do.
Well, I guess I will just have Bonesy run at him and attack him. Okay. So we're going to see how that turns out first. That's going to inform what I do.
Oh, shit. I didn't roll my Elven Grace. It's still our turn. Do I get away with
24.
That? Okay.
24 hits.
Yeah, it does. Hell yeah. And he only does 4 damage.
That's not much.
Then, Christ alive. So if I cast spells, they get an opportunity attack against me.
Don't yeah, they? Unless you have something to stop it.
Unless
yeah.
they're... Unless they're close range spells.
Like close quarters spells.
Close quarters, yeah.
No, all mine are ranged.
Yep.
I am no longer staggered. I only have one recovery
left. This is fun. Well, I might die here.
Fitting for a necromancer.
Take a rally.
Yeah, they did 14 damage. They did 28 damage to me in one hit. So I don't think one rally is going to help.
That's with two fists.
Well, okay, in one turn they did 28 damage. So rally's not going to help.
Or die.
Shit.
I don't care.
Yeah, you should take
either
a rally.
Either take a rally or die. Because he only has to double what
does he get
he
an
lost,
attack
right?
if I try to rally?
No.
Okay, well then fuck, we're going
to
do
you
that.
You don't need to roll the rally, you just need to do the
roll
heal.
Roll your heal. Yeah, roll your
yeah
heal.
I'm going to roll that recovery here. I get 9 health back.
Plus your you con. 10.
It's a 0.
Oh. Yeah, no, my con is a that's... negative 1.
Oh,
yeah, so I get 9 health back. I rolled 10.
All righty. That could be your turn.
Necromancer.
I mean, can try and disengage.
I could try to disengage.
It's a free thing, and 11, you don't have to move.
You roll, and if you get 11 plus, you get to disengage.
If you don't, you nothing happens.
If you don't, nothing happens, yeah.
Yeah, let's just try that.
He's so defeated.
I know.
16, well, I rolled a 16.
You so you can move.
Get the fuck away from there. Back away as far as I possibly can.
Okay.
And put Morgo in front of you?
Do you put yourself near the edge of the chasm?
Not towards the lava. Towards where we came from.
We appeared in this room.
You did.
Well, okay, away from the lava.
That's cool. All right, well, then that means the one's going to punch at Bodhi.
Sure is.
The highest I rolled was a 15.
Yeah, but what's it all together?
That's all together.
Oh, 19 to hit me.
Yeah, so that's both are going to miss as they try to swing at you. Okay.
That was a sweet dodge.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I throw my hands out and just duck down low.
That face was bad.
He hit me hard.
That's. I feel like there's at least a crit.
No, there's not a crit. No. So, you guys hear kind of a rumbling noise, and you hear like something spitting out of the lava, like a whoosh,
These
two magma balls slam into Morgo.
What?
I rolled a 19 on the dice and a 16 on the dice.
Wow.
So that's going to be 28 damage.
That's going to kill. That's going to not. Okay, 28 damage.
28 damage.
28 damage.
28.
28 numeral.
Two.
Arabic numeral damage.
Followed by an 8.
Yeah, that
14
puts me.
Plus that 14.
Puts me, are you ready for this one?
I am.
Are you ready for this
I'm so goddamn ready.
That puts me 2 points below half my health below.
Oh.
Like,
oh. All right.
You just died.
Insta death.
Yeah, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna write this one down.
Hold on.
No, it's fine.
Chill.
No.
This might be
whatever
a dream.
You do, but I'm gonna write down negative 17 health.
You're the one who put negative con, bro.
Because I had
I'm to fucking get with you.
Fuck.
I know what's going on.
Bodhi, it's your turn.
I needed charisma.
First of all...
Sorry, Vic and Argon, you guys are watching this happen. You see these two rocks slam into Morgo and just, like, wash over him, and you see just this charred skeleton. Like, what happens to Bonesy Jonesy? Does he just collapse?
I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, so, without me there, he
Bonesy Jonesy collapses, and you just see this, like...
When I see Bonesy go down, I know it's fucked.
I'm ready.
I know it's fucking
I cringe. Like, when you see someone get kicked in the ball, it's
right,
like, oh, I'm at peace.
Yeah, like, he's tied to me, so when I'm down, he's down.
All right. So, 26 versus AC.
That hits.
With my... Let's see here. One must be free. So I hit him. I jab him in the face. With a total of 12 damage.
Okay.
And I pop free. And I also take a move action.
Okay.
And with my, let's see, Leaf on the Wind, as a free action once per battle, I make a second move action.
Okay.
I'm going to put as much distance between me and the monster as well.
All right.
And the chasm, if that's possible.
Well, I mean, it's on both two sides.
Okay.
So
gotcha. Yeah. So I'm moving like a motherfucker.
No, I appreciate it. So that one, you see him kind of go towards. He makes his way towards the edge, and it looks like he's about to plop into the lava.
Gotcha.
The other one's going to. You see, kind of its head popping up, and then it's going to lob two at you. First one's probably not going to hit. That's like a 12. No. Second one's definitely going to. It's a 27.
Yes.
So that's going to be 14 points of damage.
Spinning Wirro Stour. Oh, it's cocked in the Garrett.
That is weird.
Oh, it's a 6 now.
That sucks. It was like on the edge and then it just boop.
Yep. So I failed that one.
Okay.
So
it's 14.
I'm up.
Yeah,
I'm
it's your turn.
I'm up. I want to spend all my actions to continue to move action.
Okay. I can dig it.
So just keep me moving.
All right. The other one plops into the lava. The other one is going to lob two more bombs at you. That's an 18.
Yeah, it hits.
And a 16 outright, so a 25.
Okay. I take all that damage and all that. I take full damage.
28 damage.
I'm down.
Down?
Yeah, okay. I'm not dead down, but I'm down.
So you collapse as... Maybe you guys watch again as these two boulders... slam into your friends.
Hey, wait, what are you negative, Tyler?
Deadly.
17.
Oh, I'm really only negative 12
friends.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And yeah, they pass away. You watch them lying there. That scene fades out, and standing in front of you is the yellow orc. He's sitting again, kind of staring at you guys.
You killed him, man.
It's I did not kill them. You have more power than they do you not? You have stones, yet you chose the easy way.
Well, that's how we got the stones.
Yeah.
It's by not dying to stupid shit.
I lucked into a lot of this.
It's like you have the power, but you refuse to use it. You let others die for you.
See how bad we torched those goblins?
He's just like...
Yeah, I was fucking... We murdered.
He's like, I will not... He's like, I cannot help you. You are... not worthy of being helped right now.
But what about the... Can you help our friends?
He's like... He kind of thinks about it. He's like, perhaps.
The like, one was really funny.
Yeah. I like him. I like that little guy.
So listen, if we have to pick...
I knew charisma was good for something.
So he kind of, he's, you see that he's thinking about it.
But he's like, kind of at peace.
He's
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
He's like, which ones do you want me to bring back?
All of them preferred.
He's like,
How about, can you bring back Bramble?
He, like.
Like, we stay dead, but the corpse gets up.
So he
you know, we gotta ask for Bonesy Jonesy specifically.
Like, he gets up, what the fuck happened?
I want my buddy Bramble back.
I mean, he is like, If you wish me to bring Bramble back, I can.
You sons of bitches.
I love that.
About?
I think after the last session, we about thought, like, oh, I should find that character sheet in case I need to reference the strength or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you never do that?
I didn't know where it was. I couldn't find it. I think I lost it.
Well done.
Well, I knew what the strength was. It's the only thing that matters.
I mean, I would like to have all of them back.
It's like, I cannot do that.
How many we get? Is there a number we can negotiate on?
Basically, you can either pick Morgo or Bramble. Or you can pick Bodhi. Or, so you have to pick like either one for Tyler and one for Josh. So you can either bring back...
Thanks, guys. Thanks for forcing them to make me keep playing, by the way. Oh,
so you have to either pick Bodhi or bring back Baxter.
Oh, we don't know if Baxter's dead or not.
Let's get the band back together.
You don't.
Let's get the fucking band back together.
But you know what the best part is? He's the fucking reality, Jim. He can do what the fuck he wants.
I was hoping you guys would catch on to that he's reality.
He's reality.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. That's why I don't really have a problem dying, because it's reality.
Well, let's get the band back together, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're bringing the band back together.
I still have Baxter's stuff. Oh, Tyler, oh no.
I have to dig through my shit to find Bramble's.
I have Baxter's stuff here.
Well, you're ready to keep playing.
Yeah, I fucking am.
So
do we need to pick Morgo, like, out of game? Like,
if I want to play with any real numbers, yes.
Which one would you prefer to play, though?
Morgo.
Okay.
All right, then we'll go.
So we'll get the band back together by bringing back Morgo
to bring back
Bramble, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's tied to me. All I got to do is just kind of wave my fingers and
you're
he pops back up.
You're the fucking weirdo manager that skeezes on young girls and stuff.
And you got one of the band members wrapped around your finger.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So,
he's Yoko.
Yeah,
he's really fucking Yoko, dude.
This is really happening.
Yoko without the catwheeling songs.
That's a youth.
You
so
see
far.
Him, he holds his hand out, and these four lights like leave his hand, and you see them materialize the four people that you guys have traveled with.
Oh, weird.
So,
sorry.
You guys can pick who you want to come with you.
I slap Morgo in the nuts.
That's my choice.
Slap.
You see Morgo, like, you see that one kind of solidify, and he collapses onto the ground. And you probably start to cough a little bit, Morgo.
I kind of, like, wake up like, oh, my nuts hurt.
But here's the other best part.
What?
You don't know where Bonesy Jonesy is.
Oh. Wait, I'm not not in the lava room?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. We can't get the band back together?
We've made a terrible decision.
Yeah, we did.
Now, we'll say that he knows that Bramble is the other one, so he materializes.
Is it like the horse and the witcher? You just got a whistle and a
pretty much. I'll just say that we'll say this. You get Bramble, but it's like a live Bramble, but it doesn't have a brain, like a conscience. So you get Bonesy Jonesy, but it looks like an actual half-orc.
I was going to suggest it's him, but, like, twice as rotted.
Twice as rotted?
Oh, okay, I'm fine either way. My thought was that he'll materialize the version of you before you died as Bramble and give you that one, so it's less conspicuous, but he's still a zombie in a sense.
So he'll rot still.
He's brain dead, so you're still in charge of
him. He's, like, dead, but back to freshly dead.
Yeah.
You should probably put makeup on him.
Yeah, I'll go with that one. That's right. A little better.
So then you both see, standing in front of you on the other end, are Bodhi and Baxter Nottweiler. What do you guys do?
We want Baxter back.
Yeah.
He's our doggy buddy.
Okay.
He's our fucking doggy
Josh,
buddy.
Are you cool with that?
Then we don't have to go back to the demon pit.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck yeah!
So,
I got his sheet right here.
So you guys touch Baxter or slap him in the dick. I don't know how you guys
slap him in the dick.
Please
don't. I touch slap him. I get the idea from there. That's a good idea.
All right. So you guys watch as Baxter materializes in front of you and instantly goes to the ground from a dick shot.
It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. Where am I? Where am I? Vic! Yeah. Oh, my God!
What up? Why did you slap me in the dick?
We're trying to get the band back together.
Morgo, the last thing that you remember is looking up and seeing these two flaming lava like balls. Not like actual nuts, but balls of molten lava just slam into your body and like looking over at your charred flesh.
And suddenly I'm not there. Yeah. I'm standing in front of these two chuckle fucks.
With sore nuts.
Baxter, what is your last memory before you appear here?
My last memory was fighting the bearded devil and he knocked me unconscious and you guys fucking left me!
Hey, you did that on your own!
Yeah, that was all
that's
you.
Right, no, I did sacrifice myself for my friends. Hey guys, what's going on?
No, not for your friends, we all told you we were bouncing.
We're your friends!
Yeah.
And you left us!
Yeah, you left to go, I don't know,
Golden fight. Legion or something? Hey, who's your real friends now, buddy?
What'd I miss?
Nothing died. Really.
Who's Bonesy?
You met Bonesy.
Did I meet Morgo?
You
did.
I
did meet Morgo.
Yeah,
Morgo.
Yeah. I was standing outside watching. I was the last person to leave when I was watching him get wrecked.
What the fuck, man? What was that?
It's like, hey, he's back. What? What happened? What did you two do?
So
fixed everything.
The yellow orc kind of looks at you guys. He's like, very well. He's like, I will provide you with these for, I guess, out of necessity and kindness for what you've done, but...
Pity me, I have to travel with this retard.
It's like, I am...
Everything seems normal.
Yeah, it's fine, don't worry about it.
He's like, I am not ready to turn myself over to your care.
Who are you? I have to say, I would volunteer to protect you.
I mean, look, yeah, do you want to volunteer to protect us? I mean, they're loyal, they're good friends, obviously, you know.
What just happened?
In a second.
I think I know what's going on. I've seen some of this shit before.
So
I think I volunteered to the orc.
In an instant, it's just Baxter and Morgo there. Like, you two are just kind of, like, outside the temple staring up at it. Oh. Vic and Argon. And the yellow one's staring at you two.
Weird. Yeah, well, you want to get some of that dick from the stand?
No. No dick for me.
Oh, this is like a completely, like, this is like current time where it's just, like, rubble.
No dick.
And the orc slowly kind of talks with you guys. He's like, Morgo.
Yes.
He's like, your friends out there chose the easy way.
Ah, not surprising.
That led to your,
to be honest,
your
I'm,
demise.
I'm not,
we brought
I'm not
you back, though, bro.
He's like, They did. They did bring you back, so there is some good in them. He turns towards you, Baxter. He's like, I know of you. You were there before. You made a noble sacrifice to save those who were part of your order. Correct?
Yes, the Golden Citadel. I tried to save them.
It's just like, well,
but the devil took me.
It's like one of you seems to have some sort of code and ethic here. He's like, I will bestow my powers upon you. But make sure you keep the others in check.
You gave the dog reality control?
I did.
Jesus. Dude. I am so happy right now.
So.
And so is everyone else.
Chase the balls.
Do you want him to go into a weapon or your armor?
Armor.
Okay. So you're going to get a +1 to your mental defense.
Nice.
And then, once per battle, you can alter the reality around the enemies and give them a -2 to their attack, or give them a -2 to one of their defenses. So, like, AC, BD, or MD.
Yeah.
So, once per battle, you can do that.
Okay.
Obviously, once you get higher levels, it'll become like a +2 to your mental defense.
Sure.
But that is the power that he grants upon you. And I'll give you a +1 to AC, too.
Thank you.
Just because you went to the armor. But that is his power. So once per battle, you can basically... I kind of see it as you, like, turn their weapons into, like, a fish or something like that. So they're less effective.
No,
my hands turn into fish.
I'll come up with that every time.
Yeah, just come up with some sort of flavor text. But
yeah.
And like, if you can think of another time, like, something else to it might work with, you know.
Yeah.
We'll work on it, but...
Around two enemies or all enemies?
All the enemies in the fight. You can give them a -2 to their attack, or you can give them a -2 to one of their defenses.
Yeah.
So.
Got it.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So
what if they're going to come out?
You kind of hear this voice in your head. It's just like, he's like, I trust myself to you. He's like, shall the others around you prove that they are not worthy? I shall make my leave.
Okay, I'll do my best to try and keep them in check.
I kind of want that.
Very well.
Stone.
And then you both appear outside of the temple next to these two.
So I have a golden citadel insignia on one of my pauldrons.
Uh-huh.
Golden Company? Right,
yeah, Golden Company. It's the golden citadel. It's the golden company from that. So right in the middle of the G, there's a stone there.
Okay, cool. And you guys are four standing in an arid desert. No Baxter, you don't know where the fuck you're at.
Hell no, I don't. Where are we at, guys?
The beach.
This is my old home.
Oh, is this your old home, Vic? Yeah. You said you were from a place like this. Wow, you let it go.
Real shithole, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
He's a great ruler.
Somehow I doubt that.
Look upon my works, ye mighty.
Fucking Ozymandias.
All right, what do you guys do?
Pull out the map. What just happened?
We tried to get the band back together.
Guys, I'm back. I'm back, guys.
Yeah.
High five.
So we accomplished our goal.
You took the easy route, I was told.
No, listen. One of us had to live.
Yeah. And we had the power of these other gems, which you don't have.
Why'd you take the easy route?
So we could bring you back, dog.
I slap him with Mage Hand.
No. I slap him for reals.
Fucking Bonesy catches your hand. He's a 7-foot half-orc. That's now freshly dead.
It was all part of the plan, all right? It was all part of the plan the whole time. We knew we were going to be able to bring you back.
He's fucking lying to you.
Don't even trip, dog.
Yeah, I want to see if he's lying.
Yeah, go.
I just told you he's fucking lying to you.
Give me a wisdom.
With wisdom?
Yeah.
Give him a plus
two. I'm not really wise, so that was a 9.
All right, Adam, make a roll for your...
What, you want charisma?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love making charisma rolls. Ooh, that's not good.
Oh, I beat that.
10?
Yeah. That wasn't a 10, you dumb motherfucker.
5?
You rolled a 6 and you have a 12 charisma.
Plus level.
Plus level, dog.
Oh, you are a higher level than me.
Yeah.
Fuck!
I'm going to give you a plus 2 more go because what the guy told you. So you beat it. So you do not believe him.
Just death fucking glare. I cast spark and light his bottom of his robe on fire.
I don't think he has a robe on.
It's kind
of
armor
on his pants, whatever. A little singe.
All right.
I'm wearing metal armor, dog.
You have you're wearing metal underwear?
Yeah, dog, that's how I roll.
My fucking paladin's back.
I heat it up.
It does sound like the worst.
Oh, heat metal. Such a good spell.
Heat metal. Sizzly balls.
All right, so you guys, let's say by now it's probably gotten a lot, like it's maybe a little bit darker. Border on.
Can I roll my recharges now?
Yeah, if you guys want. You guys want to camp for the night here?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a full rest up here.
Thank right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I was already there.
You were.
Now I actually have spells I can use.
How you guys doing? Back to full health and all that good
full
stuff?
Full health, full spells.
I would like
gravy.
To ask them if they ran into any cool people while I've been gone.
Nope. No, not really.
I like
some random guy.
There was this dude that kept trying to make weird predictions about the future and
wrong
shit.
100% of the time.
This guy was a fucking oddball. We're glad to have you back after that guy.
Were you at least nice to him?
No, not really.
We're pretty indifferent towards him. He was just there.
Mean. We weren't mean. I suppose that shows character development.
Yeah.
didn't
pee
him.
On him.
Yeah.
We didn't pee. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
You did bear human decency. Yeah. Good job, guys.
I shake my shoulder, hoping to make sure that the stone notices that one point. Look, dude, they didn't pee on that guy.
not a lot going on. Pretty normal.
Okay, he was like one of those woo-woo types. Had like really weird like spiritual connections.
Every time he made an attack, he said some weird shit.
He
didn't make sense.
He said wacky shit like Phoenix rises into Uranus or something.
Yeah. Sneaky
to
fox
be honest,
is
I kind of wish I'd have met this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might.
Sounds, he said, you know what? I'd like to meet this guy. Is he still alive?
Nope. Killed him.
Fuck him. Destroyed him.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. I tried to, like, cover up the gem.
But we're alive. We're alive, though, so it's okay.
It was him or you, to be honest.
Oh, that's a hard one.
So, yeah, that orc mate has made a nasty decision between you or him. So now we decided that it was you.
Now Baxter has, like, this moral conundrum, like, what is the weight of a life?
Yeah, you know, it was, I mean...
You're worth way more to us than he
7
is.
7 pounds.
Oh, guys, 7 pounds. Fuck.
I don't get it.
It's a Will Smith movie.
So you guys wake up refreshed in the morning.
I've Baxter made breakfast.
Killing it.
What's for breakfast, dog?
What is for breakfast? What is around that you can cook?
Yeah.
I rooted for...
There was just some dick vendor. I bought a bunch of stuff.
Rooted around and found some desert groundhogs and killed them.
Okay.
And cooked them up for you guys.
And their eggs. I also provided
fresh strained urine.
Desert groundhogs, huh?
Yeah. They exist.
Do they?
Yeah, they clean the behemoths.
In this fantasy world, they do, I guess.
They clean the behemoths when they come up through there every once in a while. Because the behemoths still exist.
You know how like whale sharks still like have a school of like fish that swims with them?
It's like that.
That's what the groundhogs are to the behemoths.
Yeah. Okay, right on.
They keep them clean.
Eat dead skin.
And during the winters, they home here in the ruins.
Does that mean they eat flesh? They're cannibalistic? Or?
They eat the dead flesh.
They're whatever just hangs on
to
them.
And they also eat the other parasites. Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship.
These things are probably not healthy for human consumption. After I figure out what
So if these groundhogs pop up and see their shadow, what happens?
They die. 6 more weeks of behemoth.
they go absolutely insane.
To be honest, they start their own form of parliament.
All right, so Baxter makes a nice, healthy breakfast meal desert of hog. Desert groundhog.
What's weird is it is in loaf form.
Oh, my God.
And, you guys are... Now you have the green,
the
blue...
The plague.
Yeah.
Hey, Argon, do you still have that really cool map with all the lights?
No, he doesn't actually.
Well, we're going to say...
Oh, that's right, he does not.
We're going to say that only one of you gets some sort of sickness because I rolled a
20. Wait, no, I don't think he got it from me.
Yeah,
he
totally
did. He
may have
changed it.
He handed that from you when you were getting taken away.
I don't think you saw it either, so you might dig for
you
that map.
You might still think you have it.
No, I don't.
Well, and I'm just weird. On top of Bonesy just whistling to myself looking at this map.
Do I
hey, there's three lights right on us.
Hey, do I have a light on me?
Hey, probably. It's a really high up map. I can't tell specifically.
This little light of mine. You guys are really glad you brought me back, huh?
Oh, okay.
I see that you got that jump from him.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that I'm like the moral compass.
Can I have it?
No.
All right.
He's helping me. And by helping me, I'm going to help all of you.
That's not helpful.
I think it is.
All right. And he's been helpful in the past.
So,
that got you to laugh. I'm like, I think it is.
Tyler.
Yes.
Morgo sees that the map, you see your guys' three dots here in the arid wastelands above the forge. And what you remember last time was there was a purple and a red in Axis. But now. You see that the red is on the... Like, it's not an axis anymore. It looks like it's making its way towards Horizon, which would be the city over from... Mm-hmm. That's, like, where the Archmage area is. And you see the purple is still an axis, like, blinking.
And which one's closer to us, the axis?
Axis is technically axis closer.
But, yeah.
But it's negligible between the two of them.
How many are you telling them? Guys, it looks like one of them's moving, but the one's still there in axis.
Yeah, you guys didn't see the purple one before. Oh. Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, remember,
but
it wasn't
we've
visible.
Seen,
metagaming wise.
We've seen the purple one.
Yeah.
He attacked us.
Let me see that map.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
He attacked us in the very beginning. Remember that guy?
See
the space guy?
He
like
warped.
Went, voop, and then like it really hurt.
That did really hurt.
And then you peed on him?
Not
you.
Yeah,
us.
It didn't hurt me. Man, I really have just lucked my way through this whole campaign.
I like how when he looks back at me.
Yeah,
he's
like man, I am awesome.
He's right. I just really just kind of just stumbled through this shit.
Winging it.
So we still don't see the orange one on the map, though.
No.
Okay.
Which one do I go for?
Well, yeah, we should probably go to the closest one.
I mean, the one
and
that's
this time
moving.
I get to pick the easy route.
one second. The one that's moving might be easier to get it en route because it'll be guarded by less people than one in the middle of a city.
Well, then there's the question. Which one of those paths would be easiest for it to get to?
Could be a trade heist, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Turned into fucking Steven Seagal movie.
Under Siege 2.
Under Siege, that was it. I couldn't...
2. Jesus. The first one's on a boat.
That's what
I think
was.
It's just called Siege, isn't it?
Nope. It's Under Siege 1 and Under Siege 2. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. So,
Fugitive from the Law.
Is that a viable plan to try to intercept the one in transit? In terms
is
of
it
distance?
Still moving?
To be honest, guys,
I mean,
I'm just
you,
happy to
if
be
you
here.
Watch, it's like,
it's creepy.
Like Morgo said, it's pretty high up.
Yeah.
So it's tough to see, but you see that. Yeah, it's still like if you were to stare at it for like 20 minutes, it moves a little bit. Yes.
Oh, okay. But it's still close to the city.
It's halfway between Axis and Horizon. But it looks like it's moving the way towards Horizon.
Get
it
between Horizon.
Yeah, I think take the moving one first. So go for that first.
All right. Well, let's do that then.
Hell yeah, wagon heist.
It's a hell of a walk.
Okay. Well, you guys remember that
we're in the Red Waste.
Three of you know that you guys have a teleportation thing in the forest.
Yeah,
you
guys
back.
Do.
Oh, Morgo
yeah.
knows.
Do I?
Yeah, we all teleported to the... But I don't. Baxter's been gone. Yeah.
So you guys could go to there, back to the hub that was in whatever the town was called. I forget what it was.
Anvil?
No. Well, Anvil would have the...
Nomad?
Nomad. Yeah. Remember Nomad had the old Archmage's house?
Yep.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
There was the basement with all the things.
With sunlight.
So well, that might be the best course of option. Back to the portal hub.
Or back to Nomad, yeah.
Okay. Well,
sure.
We'll say you guys make your way to Anvil.
During this time, I'm going to fill him in.
Nomad.
No, well, Nomad's a far ass walk.
Anvil's further. Anvil's past the forge from where we are.
Well, you guys can go to the forge then. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that where we just conned our way out of?
Yes. Well, actually, we were also given. You guys were given explicit instructions not to return.
Yeah, we were.
But I wasn't.
True.
I'm your in.
So we got this. I got wicked high charisma. I'll talk
so
my way
I.
through this.
So you don't have wicked high charisma.
I don't.
I do.
Am I the only one with no charisma here?
I have one.
I've got
okay.
four.
Oh, you have 18 charisma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm at 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, average and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's important for necromancers square. To be charismatic for some reason.
To make sure that people like you, so yeah, they don't want to fucking hunt you down and
yeah.
kill you.
That and, like, you know, you do raise the dead. You yeah. gotta be pretty fucking charismatic about that.
Come on, guys, come out the ground. Let's go.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Not just that, but, you know, disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
So we're up in the
You guys
top
are, like, here,
are.
So you need yeah. to go to Forge. I remember in Forge there was something that Nomad got you from.
Yeah.
And you're assuming that you guys could go down to Horizon if you guys get there and figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
I think that's a good...
Let's go back there and then see if we can figure out the teleporter.
Going to Forge.
Okay, so you guys make your way...
I've never been to Forge.
Can we, like, try and disguise ourselves at all?
I'll give you guys that. First, I'm going to need some constitution rolls as you cross the desert.
Oh, shit. Good thing we just had a full heal.
Okay, I
know you had a three.
No, I rolled a 13.
So
buddy.
Am I losing a
recovery?
We'll find out. What'd you roll?
I rolled a 4.
Ooh, that's pretty bad.
I rolled an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
14.
18.
All right. Looks like Morgo and Argon are going to lose a recovery.
All right.
So roll again because it was a 2-day travel.
Oops, sorry. Here.
Ooh, 17.
Ooh, you good.
Ooh, 19.
Good.
12.
Good.
I learned to use my robe to shield myself from the hot sun.
It works.
I decided to take off some of my armor so I don't have heat stroke.
That works. So
I'm fine.
Yeah, so there are people who lost one.
I'm built for this.
So you guys get to the outskirts of Forge. You see the gates, the guards, all that. And how are you going to get past them? How are you going to disguise yourself?
I'd like to. Okay.
Baxter's good as fuck.
Yeah.
You're fine. Yeah. What about you three, though?
I just want to fucking walk in.
What about you, chuckle fucks?
I just want to try and, like, look at the normal garb of the average person around me and
kill one of them and wear it.
That's really your option, though, man. Like,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to kill three for...
Can I pull my hood deep over my head?
You can give... Certainly, if that's what you want to do, you can.
Certainly,
I'm not going to tell you whether it's going
to
work
it
or not.
It might happen to be the same robe that I was wearing when we left.
You
can
do
I
you,
pull
baby.
One of these as I walk by?
You absolutely can if
I
you want.
Does
anybody have a bag of any kind?
I mean, I have a bag. It's not
I have a
huge.
Travel sack.
I can't put you in
can,
it.
Can Bonesy borrow it?
But travel sack?
My plan is to have him... carry it, and I'm going to hide in it. and I'm going to use ghost sound or minor illusion anytime I need to talk and make it come out of his mouth.
Okay, wait, 1 second.
Why? Because Bodie Jones, he looks like a full, like half
orc. Yeah, he looks fresh. I mean, maybe looks pretty sick.
I don't know how friendly these dwarves are going to be against the orcs that live right north of them and raid their shit.
What is a half orc?
Wait. Why don't you just go in and buy his clothes from the closest vendor and then come back out and give it to us?
See, I came back without any money.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we can solve that
short
problem.
A little
light in the
Oblivion's a little bit light on the, wages.
They don't pay very well.
River Styx is not cheap across.
Yeah, exactly. I used my last 2 coins already, guys.
Can you buy me a different robe?
Certainly.
Okay, yeah, I will give you 10 gold.
I still really like the idea of hiding in a knapsack and talking.
He could buy a knapsack,
You want me to buy a knapsack, like one that's a little bit bigger?
Yeah, maybe like a backpack that it looks like he carries a lot of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So give me, I don't know, Chris, what do you think, 10 gold each?
Not even that. I think you're probably going to need like 10 gold total.
Give me 10 gold each.
I will give you 10 gold.
I can do that.
I'll give you 10 gold just to get a good-looking thing for me to throw. No.
Not ostentatious.
Got to blend,
yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you. Wait here. I'll be right back.
And he runs off with our money, never to be seen again.
Okay.
I don't got any attached to the gold wing. So,
are you okay if I roll an intelligence check to make sure I remember what they need? I have a negative one in intelligence.
Yes, I am 100% okay
with
this.
Why you got to give him that?
Because this sounds fun. I rolled a 1.
Christ.
Oh, yes. So good. Okay.
Yeah, one of those is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, one's pretty good. That's like fucking all three of you.
Yeah.
So, Vic wanted a hood.
Yeah.
A cloak.
A cloak.
Yeah, I also wanted one, like, thing. Just to drape over my armor and everything.
Yeah. You wanted a new set of robes, right, Garrett? You said?
Yeah.
And then you want a knapsack.
Yeah, something I can fit in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to think I get one just a little too small for you. So, like, the top of your hat pokes out.
Let's say when you go to get a robe, you get, like, a super, like, satiny, almost see-through one.
Hell yeah.
I get a sheer robe?
Yeah. When you get, like, a cloaked hood, I want to make it, like, you pick out one that is... Let's say...
Tight-fitting?
I would say tight-fitting, but also, like... I'm trying to think. What is a color that would stand out in the middle of...
In the forge?
Blue.
Yeah. Blue. Bright blue.
Bright blue. It is bright blue.
Like, it's from Horizon. It's the newest fashion. Bright blue.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Instead of getting... And because you rolled a 1, that's why I think it's fitting... instead of a knapsack, you get a big baby carrier, like a baby Bjorn.
Oh, my God, yes.
Front or back? Is it universal?
We'll say it's universal.
Nice. Oh, but he would wear it on the back.
And so Baxter, we'll say it takes like 45 minutes. He's in there running around like, okay, I need to get this.
And I'm super confident this is exactly what they asked for. Yes.
And he comes back and hands over everything to you guys. And
Vic, what the fuck is this, man?
Here's your blue cloak.
I mean, it's a little bright.
Hey, Morgo. Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this, Morgo. I got you this. You're welcome.
This is so dignified.
Do you guys want your change?
It's got little arms, little arms and leg slots. Like, basically, you're going to look like Yoda.
I'm trying to disguise myself entirely, like, pretend Morgo's not even there.
Well, you might want to get some wraps. Or start saying goo goo gaga.
Swaddle yourself, bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to swaddle myself up. Like, take my hat off, pull my robes as tight as I can. Any kind of anything.
Turn
I can
your
use
ropes
around.
Into a onesie?
Yeah, just something I can do to make it look like I'm either not a person or I'm not a gnome. I'm just a baby.
Don't you have illusion magic?
Yeah, but it's like I have minor illusion as a gnome, which only does smell and sound.
Oh.
And then I can do prestidigitation to make minor illusion.
No, just smell
like baby powder.
Oh, there we go. Good. I smell like baby powder.
What's baby powder?
Smell like a poopy baby.
Okay.
Sweet, but poopy.
Yeah.
Well,
like, adorable, but you also shit yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to find out if this plan works next week. Tune in, see what the fuck can go wrong.
I am so glad I am back, guys.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Yes,
whenever the next one comes out.
Later.